At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheny, Harris, and Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I am being told that coming up next here on The Score, we are going to hear from Ben Johnson, who we have reason to believe was shirtless in the locker room during Good, Better, Best.
Grody, so, you saw it on the TV. What do you mean, reason to believe?
Well, I mean, we live in a world of AI. There's no sound. We live in a world of AI, so I am skeptical.
Oh, I got you. That's a good point. That's actually a good point.
I'm not even kidding, man.
AI does scare you a little bit. You're right.
What a day.
This is the song, and the lyric goes, North Carolina, take your shirt off, take it around your, switch around your head, swing like a helicopter, swish it around your head. So that's why we brought it up. Technically, Ben Johnson did not do the helicopter move, but he got pretty close. This is Raheny, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And Mark, I shouldn't be surprised by this. I'm like, hey, you really stirred the pot on this and got the ball rolling here. What? Well, you know what? It's nice to see that your little pot stirring. Look what it happened. It started with our friends at the Wiener Circle. Ari's going to be on with us, the owner, tomorrow, by the way. That's at 11:45, Ray?
That's right, 11:45.
So Ari said this is in light of what happened where they fed the city after Caleb Williams threw 4 touchdown passes against the Cowboys, that if Ben Johnson took his shirt off, that it would happen again. And that was a Wiener Circle idea. But somehow it had to get to Ben Johnson. And that's where our own intrepid Bears reporter, Mark Grody, came in.
May I set the scene really quick before we... So we're sitting in there in the press, this is weeks ago, with just a standard rank and file Caleb Williams day. I had seen the tweet while we were in the press conference that they had challenged Ben Johnson to take off his shirt and then there'd be free hot dogs for everybody again. So I took the opportunity during the always very serious Caleb Williams press conference to ask him a question, read the tweet to Mr. Caleb Williams. Here's how that sounded.
Caleb, according to the official count of the Wiener Circle, if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during or after any Chicago Bears victory this year, it's once again free hot dogs for the city. Will you encourage him to do that?
I don't know if I'm going to encourage him to take his shirt off, but... if he does it, he loves Chicago, and I think he's been enjoying Chicago, so he may or may not do it, so we'll see. But I'm not going to encourage the guy to take off his shirt and, you know, pour some hot dogs.
I feel you, Caleb.
Tell me right now, if you're not, every time they say take his shirt off, you're listening like Petey Pablo. Take his shirt off!
I just think Caleb was uncomfortable because he's like, why are you asking me to tell another grown man to take his shirt off? That's what that came down
I did see Caleb in the locker room, and I was like, sorry if I made you uncomfortable. He's like, nah, man, that was funny. That was funny. So he did enjoy it, even though he was clearly squirming at the moment.
He was, yeah, you broke him out of podium Caleb mode.
I did.
He had to break podium Caleb character.
You're it was right. The second, because he did twice, like, yeah.
Oh, there was five ahs in there. I counted them. That's why I was doing this. I was like,
it was the second one where you realized, I don't have a good way out of this.
I mean. So then the next day.
There was a lot of.
The next day, I was here with you guys on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And there was, we have reason to believe that it was Patrick Finley who then took the baton and had to ask Ben Johnson about it. This was weeks ago, folks.
You heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. It's a little disturbing. why would we want to see that? Huh? Any comment?
No. Why do you assume I'd have...
Are you interested in feeding people?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you I'm not want people to eat, Ben?
I'm a man of the people, so time will tell.
Didn't
he? Well, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, that's right.
That he bought a Bowflex and he took his shirt off on Friday, and now the world has gone mad for Hot Ben.
You know, we need an interview with. We need an interview with Jessica, because Jessica Johnson, I'm sure that's the person who informed him, or at least there was a conversation.
Allowed for it.
Yeah, like he's not taking his shirt off.
Jessica's
going to go viral
PR.
Without Jessica. No, Jessica's wife.
Oh, Jessica's wife. Yeah. Mrs. Johnson. Sorry.
Don't worry about Bears PR. Yeah, Mrs.
Johnson.
Jemaine's the
boss. Definitely had something to say.
I did think about that. I was like, is his wife's got to be okay with this.
Yes, they definitely had a conversation about it.
Of course, I agree with you. They had to have.
Jessica Johnson was the name that threw me off. I was like, Jessica Johnson.
If he hadn't told Jessica Johnson, Layla, and he did that, do you think that's out of bounds? And would you be angry with your husband if he got on national TV and took his shirt off for the world to see and looked that good doing it? I'd be a little bit put off if I was Jessica, if I had not been consulted.
And like, how does that come up at the dinner table? It's like, well, dear... They've asked me to take my shirt off for the win. I do think anything to motivate your team, and this is the locker room moments that we're allowed to see. You know, that's part of it, too. Like, we don't get to see the other stuff that happens, you know, where they're firing the team up a lot of times. Like, yes, you get cameras in the locker rooms, but it's not for the entirety of those moments.
Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
So yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna kind of bring this up.
The
intro and the way he did this was very slick. Like when I was in college, I used to say, like, we used to have jokes between us and our friends, and we'd be like, "Plumber's called."
Keep that music going.
I didn't order any plumber, you know. And then you'd hear that music, or like pizza delivery. I didn't order any pizza. I don't know. Take your pick of things. Fire department.
Plumbing.
I didn't call the fire department.
You about to get hosed.
Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
It's like, we've got a plumber on the line. Somebody needs some pipe.
So then, like, take the music out for a second, Tyler. Pause the music for a second. So then...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, when I hear this, I'm like, that intro was, had to be practiced, right? Because it's like, I know you're hungry.
Well, he had to have thought of something.
No, let's listen. Because I keep in mind the pizza delivery. I didn't order any pizza.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
Wow.
You know the beautiful part?
They're hungry. Like, and then he sets it up and he does this whole intro with it. And then that's when the music hits. And I'm like, yo, yo, wait a second here. Was this a moment? Like, was this where you decided you wanted to put on the show? It worked. It absolutely worked. But I had to have some fun with my college humor there. And
that's
be like,
hilarious.
Wait a
Layla.
Second here. Like, head coach is here.
I love that.
I didn't call a head coach.
I love that she's the most sophomoric amongst us when it comes to the topic.
It's beautiful. Look, that was for everybody.
Hey, that's, jokes are, yeah, that's it. Like, we can have fun with it.
Absolutely.
This.
The ladies loved it. The gay men loved it. The heterosexual males were like, you hottie, man. I'm looking at him like, God, I want to look like that. So that was a heroic moment for Ben Johnson. What he did for everybody, I thought was beautiful.
There's a quote.
You don't think he looks hot?
There's a follow-up here from Dan Wiederer, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah, I want to actually open up the lane here for a second.
Okay.
Do you need to make a judgment call on Ben Johnson's appearance?
No. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Grody said, you don't think he's hot.
Oh, yeah. You kind of look uncomfortable over there.
Oh, no. He I don't know how old he is specifically. I know he's in his 40s, right?
Late 30s.
He looks great. He looks great in his
40s. Yeah.
Oh, he's not 40 yet?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's 39. 40. So, yeah, he looks great.
I think it's because Marshall works out, and nobody could be in better shape than Marshall. So,
Ben Johnson's a former college athlete.
All the time.
That's true.
What do you mean?
That's true. Too much, Clay. Just too much, you know?
Yeah. Clay's like lifting weights right now. Like, if you ask yourself at any given time of day, what is Clay doing? The answer is, it's very high chance lifting weights.
You have a good chance of being right. You have a good chance of being right.
Like, if I know of, like, a default answer for a friend, that's one of them. Oh, we have the sound. We got the sound. Oh, let's listen to part two of head coach delivery. I didn't order any head coach.
We obviously understand your eagerness to feed Chicago, but I'm curious when the idea of your shirt removal entered consideration for you on Friday.
Well, yeah, that was a spur of the moment deal, I guess.
No.
But I figured the sooner the better because, you know, I'm not in the weight room very much anymore. And so this
whole body
keeps getting a little bit worse as we go along in the season. So, no, it was good, man. I hate to draw attention away from our players, but the intent was to bring up the city of Chicago and hopefully it gave them a little excitement. And, cause they're a big part of this journey as we're going through the season also. So, wanted to bring attention to them.
I love that the reference from Podium Ben looking back to Locker Room Ben, which we have established are two different people. It is an alter ego situation, but he discusses it with the frankness, the gruffness that you would expect from Podium Ben, even though he's talking about a guy who said the words that brought us the music, and here we are.
I know the city's hungry. Whoop-pow!
He's a tease, man, because, you know, he's a faithful, good husband, man.
Yeah,
he's just a tease to the city of Chicago right now.
No, I think like he's in on the bit. That's
I want
exactly
Jessica
what
Johnson
happened.
Quotes. I want Jessica Johnson quotes on the whole situation. That's what I want.
Jessica being his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, that is fair. I think that's the next logical reporting move.
Be like, is this why he was able to steal you away from Chase Rice?
I love how Ben sounded. Like he blacked out. Like I think you said it. Like he blacks out during games, Layla.
I think he does. He's like, whoa, I called how many pass plays in a row?
He's like, I took
damn,
my shirt off.
Damn, I blacked
off.
Out.
What was
Wait,
I doing?
Wait, I did what in the locker room?
Without drinking.
That Bears game got a little crazy.
He does black out. That's such a good call.
But like in the zone blackout. Yeah, that's how I feel about
Not
it.
Not drinking. Like just in the zone.
Like, Wait, I did what?
Yeah, huh? Well, I kind of. I mean, he was dripping with regrets in that soundbite just now.
No, and you know what? but he shouldn't.
No.
It's fine to be a part of this, too. So let's examine it more. We have another segment about it coming up at 1:25.
Good.
In the meantime, it's time for Five on It. Five sports questions we have. It is Bears focused. We'll do it next here. Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Val Venus is not hanging out with us.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.